want to welcome you to The Divorce Project. I'm going to jump right in and tell you what The Divorce Project is all about. I'm a divorce attorney. I practice predominantly in Monmouth and the surrounding counties in New Jersey. And I think that there's an important link that's missing between the legal community and the community at large with regard to clients who are going through family law and divorce issues. Let's be frank, the system I work in is broken, and for you, the client, that's huge. It's huge in terms of time, money, and heartache. And if you don't have the right attorney representing you, you're going to get lost in the system and it's going to eat you alive. So I created the Divorce Project to bring awareness and to bring education to you, the consumer. So many clients that I take over representation for have no idea of the whys and the wherefores, and they're halfway through their case. Most clients start with me from the beginning, but hands down, divorce is the single worst thing to happen to a family, and it's not hard to see that concerns run deep. What will happen to you financially? Will you have custody? When will you see your child? And will you ever get closure to the nightmare? These are just a few of the concerns that may be running through your mind. As you, the consumer and the client, I want you to understand what our laws mean and how it's going to pertain to the particular facts of your case. It's not enough for me, your attorney, to know it. You need to know it. Moreover, I don't discount the emotional layer in your case. It's huge, and it means that I'm personally invested in your case. It drives your case, and if I discount the emotional layer, we're going to miss the mark entirely. In the Divorce Project, we're going to be covering topics such as the emotional spectrum of a divorce, why a four-way conference is important, how to tell your spouse you want a divorce. These are just some examples of some of the topics we're going to cover. And it's not just regurgitating the law for you. Anyone can do that. But it's reaching you on a much more personal level to show you that there's still integrity in this process, that you can still go through a divorce or another family law issue or even a domestic violence issue and come out on top, come out as whole as you're ever going to be. So let's talk about why I created the Divorce Project and why I think I'm different than other divorce attorneys. Well, first off, this is not just a job. It's my life. I want to understand my clients, what's important to them and who they are. When you come in to see me, yes, I'm taking down your information, but I'm also absorbing it. I speak to you about what's going on in your relationship, where you find yourself, where do you see yourself in 5 years, who your children are, and what your relationship is with your children. That's just some of the information that I want to know about. I'm not a therapist. I never purport to be a therapist or a marriage counselor. But unless I can understand you and exactly where you're coming from and what brought you into my office, then I'm missing the game. I'm missing the mark entirely. So I'm not going to discount the emotional layer. I get that what you're going through is horrific. It's sad. It's made you angry and frustrated. And in turn, it's affected your children. And your soon-to-be ex-spouse. And how do we bring it around, and how do we get it back to a place where you can now move on in the next chapter of your life? In practicing family law, it's not enough to just know the laws, the cases, the statutes, the court rules. You need to understand people, and you need to understand relationships. If you don't have that, you're missing the mark. My aim in practicing exclusively family law is to inject this practice with a level of humanity and compassion that I often feel is lacking. For instance, let's take someone in a long-term marriage who comes to me and is basically falling apart because their life is, as they know it as an adult, is about to end. You know, it's not enough to just think of marriage as an institution. We need to think of marriage as something more than that. I've coined the phrase that being married is like being half of the whole. And unfortunately, when the two of you stop being half of the whole, it's time to look at where you are and where you see yourself going forward. So many people that come to see me are stuck. They're on pause. They can't move forward. They're frozen with fear because they don't understand the divorce process, and they find themselves wondering where they will wind up financially. I'm going to help you get through this. I'm going to help you understand the system that I work in that's broken. And unfortunately, we need to navigate it together to get through it so that you and your children and your family is really going to be okay. So once again, I want to welcome you to the Divorce Project. I'm really excited about this podcast. It's going to be me coming to you on real topics, unplugged, unconcerned about convention. This is my way to reach you in frank and honest terms about what matters most to you, your family, your children, your life moving forward. As I always say, divorce is personal, and I treat it that way. So let me leave you with this. I offer you to schedule your free 30-minute consultation to come in and speak with me about your case. I guarantee you that when you leave that consultation, you will have your questions answered and you will feel confident about going forward in this system. I hope that I get to speak to you soon. And until next time, I'm Sylvia Costantino, and this is The Divorce Project.
The Divorce Project is a podcast for informational and entertainment purposes only. The opinions expressed in this podcast are those of Sylvia Costantino, Esquire. Nothing contained in this podcast is intended to be, nor should it be, construed as legal advice. You should consult with an attorney regarding any legal issues you might have. This podcast is not intended in any way to replace a formal legal consultation.